Blog Talk Radio.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put your soap on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A, it's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in the bank.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in the bank.
Back Nation, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment dedicated to the most exciting of all motorsports. And that, my friends, that my very, very good friends, would be Grudge Racing. And if you don't know, woo-wee, pop, stop, motherfucking Grudge Profiling. Now you know, the Smack Talk Show was created to be your national link to the Grudge Racing scene. From the streets of New York, all the way down to Miami, and all in between. So buckle up. Get ready. Get set. Let's go. Time for one and only Smack Talk Show with the host, the Prime Minister of Grudge, Pro Stock Joe. All right, guys and girls, welcome to the ride. Thank you, everybody out there, for tuning in today. We tuned in today with a heavy heart. Found out that found out my good friend Larry.
Everybody want the money.
Hospital. So thoughts and prayers out to him. So not sure what his status is right now. I put in a phone call earlier. Yeah, they were taking him to the hospital at that time, and I don't know what the prognosis is, but if you are somebody that can get a thread through, let's go ahead and do that for him, and so that he say hopefully everything comes out okay. All right, guys, girls, welcome to the ride. We definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Congratulations to all those people who won awards at the DMV banquet this weekend. And as the saying goes, in order for somebody to win, somebody had to lose. That's just a reality. You can't have winners if you don't have runners up, losers even. However you want to say it, but congratulations to everybody who got nominated or considered for an award. But as always, there are Charlie Wattwop, what they want. What's up, Dr. Jonathan White? Thank you for the friends. Lamont Cofield, you as well. Larry, Harvey McKenzie, man, we got our fingers crossed for Larry, man. We're hoping and praying that he's going to be okay. And that's all, we give him, he's a dear friend and a good man for the sport. And we all wish him well. So keep us up to date as much as you can. All right. So that being said, as I said, the awards, there were some awards given out this weekend. Grudge Inc. gave out some awards. Big props out to them and to the other promoters and whoever else is involved. Understand, it's a daunting task. It's difficult. It's huge trying to put together a banquet, an awards event like that. You have a lot to coordinate and a lot of expenses involved, a lot of time, a lot of effort. So it takes a lot of teamwork to do it. So my hat's off. Salute to all those folks who are involved in putting that together. Gregory Sharp, what's up, doctor? So in the interim, I know there are a lot of dissatisfied people who were not happy about the way the awards turned out. Didn't turn out in your favor, just like a grudge race. When you come in second, nobody likes it. But in this case, this wasn't a black and white contest. It was there were awards given out. And so the question is, what is it that we can do? Having had 14 years experience in giving out awards on the national level, a couple on the regional level, what is it that we can do as award, when we're giving out awards, what can we do to make it fair to everybody? What can we do to make it fair to everybody? I'd love to hear your thoughts because everybody says, oh, you should have did this, oh, you should have did that, oh, you should have did that. Okay, well, the award's not going anywhere. The national award's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, this year we took a break for a lot of reasons. Won't go into them now, but again, we've not gone anywhere. And we actually still have plans to give out the national awards this year, and we have plans for that. More about that in a little bit. All right, that'll happen before March. But long story short, what's your thoughts? Talk to me. Peoples, what we got going on? How do we make this shit fair for everybody? What you got to do to give out the awards and so that nobody can come back and say,
keep score. Write it down. Keep score.
What you mean keep score?
Like keep score. Everybody put their name up. Cars up on a big bulletin board or something like that, and just put a little check mark. One lose.
That's a lot.
That's a waste of time. You're never going to make everybody happy because awards are subjective. So, there's always going to be somebody that's not going to agree. You just got to take a stand, have your parameters, and give out the award. Whatever the way the chips fall, that's where they fall.
That's a good point there.
That's one opinion. Simbahong, I'm curious. Get into this whole bulletin board thing and putting the pens up there and check marks. Tell me about that a little more. Let's get into it a little bit.
If you put up everybody's cars per event and stuff like that, You know all of these cars in. You know you got the lock-ins and everything. They put a check mark by them. They won, the one that didn't win. Then you keep the scores through the end of the year.
Okay, so you put up a bulletin board or something.
Yeah.
But the job of the bulletin board would be to keep track of the wins and losses of individual cars, individual racers, individual teams. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anybody else? What can we do to make it fair for everybody else? Except as put up. I'm sorry.
Did your son call you last night and talk to you? He was damn near in tears.
What son?
Hassan.
Crickets. How do we make it fair for everybody with awards? Because I've never seen an award ceremony, whether it's the Grammys, the Oscars, the Nationals, the Regionals, or the Locals, where the winners were announced, even the nominations. How did my name got nominated? Or how did his name get nominated? Some people mentioned that some people that won awards this weekend didn't do any racing. All the categories are not racing, obviously, but seconds for what?
I don't know. I heard that too.
To lift off.
Might be the blog. Hold on a second. All right, guys, if you want to call in on the Blog Talk side, if I can find it. Okay, there it is. Yes. You want to call on Block Side, just a straight phone number. 5. Oh, hell no. What you doing, lady?
Well, one person that I thought was going to get an award was going to be Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff got nominated.
Yeah, he got nominated, but he, you know, I just thought he was going to get one. I'm going to bring it home for you, Cliff.
Nominated for what, man?
I forget what it was. It was,
Yeah,
I forget. But you were nominated.
I know what it was. It was the most. What's that word? The person that wanted to go out there and race. It was that person. What you call that word? That didn't give a fuck.
Somebody who's serious about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I forget what it was for. But you got nominated.
I actually thought y'all was joking, man. If I got nominated,
No,
we ain't joking. We telling the truth.
Joking, man. But that's interesting.
I thought you would get one. I knew you wasn't there. I would go up there and get it for you.
Listen, it was me, Civil Hawk, Sammy, Young Stain. We were at one table, and your name got mentioned. You got asked, Sammy. You know. You got nominated. I was like, oh. And, you know, your name got nominated. You know, no jokes aside.
No, okay. Well, I believe you now. I mean, no
you know,
problem. I had no idea. Seriously.
Yeah. But,
you could go back to the tape and you'll hear it.
No, it's not. No, I ain't got to go. I'm not going to. Yeah. It's over with.
Okay.